You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. This is Nancy Polacek, and you've heard a new tune that's going to be connected to this radio show that's on once a month. 30 minutes once a month, we talk about the strategic pastoral plan in the Archdiocese, which is called Reflect Christ's Light. And it is my pleasure to have people on the radio show who I think really do reflect Christ's light out into the world. And this year in the Strategic Pastoral Plan, we're talking to teens and young adults to see how they have been formed by the church and how they continue to form the church themselves through their lives and through their ministry. So this morning, I have with me three young people from DePaul University, and I'm going to introduce each one of them, and they can tell us a little bit about themselves. So Caroline, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
You're a junior. Good morning.
Good morning.
And where are you at DePaul? You're a junior? And,
yes.
And your major, and where did you come from?
I am from Chicago. I'm from Little Village, and I'm at DePaul now, and I am majoring in Women and Gender Studies and Media and Cinema Studies.
Oh, great. Yeah. So you have a real story to tell about ministry at DePaul, but I'm going to introduce our other guests
please.
First. Laura, and I found out about you first, and you're the one who said, oh, well, maybe Carolyn would like to join us. But Laura, you're the youngest one here today. You're a sophomore.
Yes. I'm a sophomore. My major is public relations and advertising with a minor in Latino studies. And I grew up by the McKinley Park area in Chicago. So.
Okay. And we'll find out how you've been connected to campus ministry in just a little bit. But I have one other special guest, and that is Jefferson, who's also a junior. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
And tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I also grew up in the Chicago area, originally on the southwest side, Marquette Park area. I'm an English creative writing major at DePaul with German as a minor.
And did you go to a high school, the Catholic high school in Chicago, Jefferson?
I went to a Catholic high school, but not in Chicago. I actually went to a college prep boarding school out in Wisconsin called St. Lawrence Seminary.
Okay. And it was Catholic?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And girls, you all are from the Chicago area, but nobody had ever met each other before DePaul, right?
No.
So it was campus ministry that brought you all together.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Let's hear a little bit about maybe just how you got involved in campus ministry. You chose DePaul as a Catholic university. Was it the first thing that you were looking into as a freshman? Were you looking to find things to get involved in, Caroline?
When I was looking for colleges, that wasn't really a priority, but it was definitely amazing how that turned out. The way that I first got involved with Catholic Campus Ministry actually was through Mass, and I fell in love with the music and the liturgy, and it was one of the most amazing experiences that I had. And I knew I was like, I gotta be in that choir, or I have to, you know, meet these people on there. And like, it really transformed into something that was really, I don't know, just unique and authentic.
So you saw some real life there in campus ministry community, and you wanted to be involved.
Yes.
I love that, because that's what we're all called to do. We're all called to be such joyful, amazing Catholics that other people want to join in and get to know us. But Caroline got to meet Laura your freshman year. Is that correct?
Yes. She was actually my mentor, and I was iffy about Catholic Campus Ministry. I would just, like, pass by the office, but I wasn't too sure I wanted someone to go with. And Caroline was the one that introduced me to the office, and little by little, I started participating with, like, retreats and stuff. So now I'm in love with campus ministry.
Yeah, yeah. And Jefferson, you and Caroline were actually on a team or something together. How did that happen?
Yes, we worked together on a specific retreat, mm-hmm. And it was very, very cool, the idea of the retreat. There mm-hmm. are some secrets that cannot be revealed.
Oh, my gosh. I'll have to enroll in DePaul to find out.
But I also know Caroline from our freshman year together. I believe we went on the freshman retreat together.
I actually didn't go on the freshman retreat.
Maybe it was the fall.
Through Tuesday, I think, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Tuesday prayer is actually a really, really cool thing that DePaul offers. It's ecumenical prayer form inspired from the Tuesday brothers in France. Mm-hmm. And more or less, it's very relaxing, meditative. You kind of just say a few phrases and repeat them over and over again with music accompaniment. And it's a very, very cool way to pray.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I can't be more excited about what DePaul is doing on Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
In
yes.
May, there will be two brothers from Taizé, France, mm-hmm. who are coming, I heard, in February, mm-hmm. and yeah. will be forming the faith community a little bit throughout the months. But in May, they're offering a Taizé experience run by the brothers from Taizé, France, and it's open to everyone. So we're really promoting this as an opportunity for young adults who have never thought about praying in a community, you know, or coming together to mm-hmm. pray, to join DePaul. I think this could be hundreds of young people who come together. Are any of you involved in that planning, or have you heard anything about?
Absolutely. Yes. We're all in the Taizé community itself this past summer.
Uh-huh.
And so we got a chance to talk to one of the brothers, Brother Emil, and we were all just kind of like really kind of processing through all of it. And now they're here, and hopefully.
Oh, they're here already?
Or I think, well, they'll be coming here,
yeah.
right? I don't think they're
okay.
here. Yeah.
Okay.
And they've stopped by in the past, and it's been just amazing having them here. So it'll be mm-hmm. a really great event. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And was that anything, Laura, that you were comfortable with or even knew about as a high school kid? Had you heard about Taizé prayer?
No, not at all. Again, I feel like Caroline has been amazing. She introduced me to Taizé as well. And I knew there was going to be like somewhat of a pilgrimage, and Taizé was one of the stops. So Rob and Mark, actually, they're directors at uh-huh. Campus Catholic Ministry, they invited me to a Taizé prayer, and I fell in love with it. And again, you know, it's very like spiritual and relaxing, and a mm-hmm. lot of reflecting time.
Mm-hmm. You know, there is a Taizé prayer service that happens every first Friday of the mm-hmm. month at Ascension Church in Oak Park. Have you all been there?
I have, yes.
Yeah. I was invited to that by, you know, and it really is like a word of mouth thing, isn't it? You know,
yeah.
one person goes and then they tell a few more people, and that's how this community has grown. But there are hundreds of people who gather, and sometimes it really is almost like standing room only. On a Friday night at 7:30, like, who would think that
right.
there are people who want to come and pray together? And it is non-denominational, so it is Christian churches, not just Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So, gosh, I think DePaul is going to be the centerpiece of peace in the Chicago area. And there's so many other things that are happening at DePaul in campus ministry, and I really want our listeners to come back. But we do need to take a station break now for just a little bit. Come okay. back and listen to Caroline and Laura and Jefferson and hear about campus ministry at DePaul.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son isn't a number. The student-teacher ratio is 18 to 1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
When a neighbor's cupboards are bare, we help. When our cupboards are bare, we need your help. The past few months have been the most difficult for families that come to Catholic Charities for food. Demand is up and donations are down. Help us restock our shelves so we can feed those in need this winter. Visit catholiccharities.net/food or call 312-655-7525 to find out how you can help.
If someone close to us begins to talk about their childhood sexual abuse, many of us don't know how to respond. The Archdiocese of Chicago's Office of Assistance Ministry is offering a one-day workshop for family and friends of victim survivors of childhood sexual abuse. A licensed clinical social worker will lead the program that will be offered on Saturday, February 4th. For more information, call Kathleen Legdis at 312-534-5268. That's Kathleen Legdis at 312-534-5268.
Well, thanks for coming back. This is Nancy Palachek, and you're listening to Reflecting Christ Light. Was that not the most amazing music?
It was fantastic.
We're all bopping here in the radio studio because that is kind of the new theme song. It is called We Will Be the Light by John Angotti, who is a wonderful Catholic Christian artist. We'll tell you more about him as the months go on. But everyone here in the studio was talking about the music in Madrid. All three of the young people here today, Caroline, Laura, and Jefferson, were part of World Youth Day in Madrid to see the Pope. Mm-hmm. So I got to hear just, really quick, what was that like?
I'm Laura.
Okay.
It was such an amazing experience. Yeah. First off, I think the Stations of the Cross, people were there from 9:10 in the morning just so they can get front row, so when the Pope comes by. I think Jeff and I were a block away, maybe.
About 40 feet away.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And so seeing the Pope was a highlight. Yes. What were some of the other highlights? Just shout them out here.
Just seeing Madrid itself and then seeing an extra 1 point, whatever, how many millions of people just to come to see the Pope was extraordinary. It was a beautiful, beautiful city and beautiful culture.
Yeah. Yes. Highlights?
I think that was one thing for me that was very special and important, just seeing the amount of people there present, everyone kind of there for the same purpose, to pray together and worship together. And I think that was a very positive thing to see for not only my personal faith life, but a witness to the world that there are a lot of young people in this world who are willing and active and participating in their spiritual lives.
Which is exactly why we're doing this Year for Teens and Young Adults, and we're doing this radio show, because I feel like I am so incredibly privileged to hear the stories of young people and how they are so strong in their faith. And I think the majority of Catholics, older people like myself, they think that the young adults don't care or they're kind of invisible, and that's really not the case. You just need to know where to look.
Yeah.
So I loved the image of all of those young people together. Just about everybody who was at World Youth Day was under 30, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you saw almost everybody that were in their 20s. There was a lot of young energy. And you would never have been able to go to World Youth Day if you had not been part of campus ministry at DePaul, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So how are the two connected? Tell us a little bit real quick about all kinds of things that are happening at DePaul in campus ministry.
So many things.
Where do we begin?
So we just have so many, DePaul responds diversity well with diversity. And so I think, we have things like Fe Católica, that's like a bilingual kind of scripture study group thing. Mm-hmm. We have scripture study itself, and just all the retreats that we have throughout the year are, just so many, and mass and choir and
Catholic Cafe and Taizé.
Yeah. All of it.
What was this, the Catholic campaign you said?
Oh, Catholic Cafe.
Oh, Catholic Cafe. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Well, basically, that's once a week, just a bunch of Catholics, or anyone actually, they just talk about a certain topic, and, while drinking coffee or something.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And some of the other things that are happening, retreats, service experience. Jefferson, we never even talked about that.
Yes. I'm actually leading a DePaul University ministry. They have a service immersion program, mm-hmm. and I'll be leading a spring break service immersion trip. And pretty much what that is all about is university ministry tries to encompass the mission of St. Vincent de Paul, and they have three leading philosophies with doing their service, which are awareness, dialogue, and solidarity. Mm-hmm. And pretty much it tries to encompass while doing service with someone, it's more than like a handout, or it's more than I'm going to try and do a good deed to someone, but really working with them.
Walking with them.
Yeah, absolutely, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. solidarity part. And so I've actually been on a service immersion program my sophomore year in the winter. I went to Los Angeles and did a lot of work on Skid Row for a week.
Mm-hmm.
A very just powerful experience, a lot of learning. But yes, that's one thing that I'm pretty involved with university ministry at DePaul.
And so now you want to lead a session.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. Laura, you want to go to a service
yes.
immersion.
Yes. Actually, last year I applied. I was on the wait list. Didn't go. But today, actually, at 3 o'clock today, I will find out whether or not I'm accepted to go on a service immersion trip over spring break this year.
So our show will be over with certainly before 3. So people will have to listen in next month in February to find out if Laura actually made the chance to go on service immersion. Well, you know what? We're voting for you. Okay.
Thank you.
And service for you, Caroline? What kinds of experiences have you had?
Mostly the service that I do is probably through the retreats mm-hmm. because I'm on a team of three other students, and then Rob Gilmore, whom you talked to, and
yes.
we all plan retreats throughout the year, and that's quite a unique kind of service, I feel. And so far for this quarter, we're going to have like a winter retreat coming up. We do Search, which is kind of like a Kairos, if people have heard of Kairos,
mm-hmm.
And just an amazing opportunity for people to really become vulnerable with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm focusing on this because if our listeners haven't heard, in this strategic pastoral plan, each one of the next four years, has a very particular focus. This year is the year for teens and young adults. And we're asking that every parish pay attention to their young people in three very clear ways. One is to help them grow spiritually. So spiritual awareness is one. The other is living your life of faith through service to others. And then the third one is being more closely connected or incorporated into the parish. So we'll talk about the parish stuff later on. But service and retreat has a way to imprint faith on you, don't you think? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, if you've ever gone to a retreat for the very first time, all of a sudden it feels like your faith just comes alive. Has that happened to you in any of the retreats that you've had at DePaul?
Certainly for me, how I got integrated was through the women's retreat my what was it, freshman year, I think.
So that was maybe the thing that started everything
ago.
For you.
Yeah, but certainly even in high school, like the Kairos retreat I went on in high school, that definitely planted a seed that just blossomed into something amazing here.
Mm-hmm. And so, what high school did you go to?
I went to St. Ignatius College Prep.
Okay. And Laura, did you have retreats in high school?
Yes, I actually went to Cristo Rey Jesuit High School in Pilsen.
Mm-hmm.
So we did retreats each year, and Kairos, I did it my senior year, and it was just amazing. Mm-hmm. So ever since then, I've been like in love with retreats and everything.
Well, you are clear examples of the research that is out there that if a Catholic, a young person between the ages of 14 and 24, has this emotional or spiritual connection to church, it imprints something about their faith on them, and it carries through the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
The opposite is true, that if you never have that opportunity to have a connection to faith between 14 and 24, those are the people who really kind of drift away and never stay connected to the church. So campus ministry, well, first of all, high school experiences, but campus ministry is doing that for a lot of people. Do you know anyone who maybe this is the first time in their life their faith is coming alive for them?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a story about somebody that you may have met at DePaul that service? Oh, you got Jefferson's nodding his
yes.
head.
I actually have a story. Last year I helped participate in leading one of the men's retreats that the Catholic Campus Ministry Office offers.
Mm-hmm.
And a student that I met on this retreat was really struggling in his faith life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually a talk that I gave. We kind of give witness talks on mm-hmm. the retreats to kind of help relate our personal stories to our faith lives to the participants.
Now, wait a minute. Are you giving away one of the secrets?
No, that's
okay.
Not a secret. That's fair game.
Okay, and so in your talk, what was it that moved him?
I talked about relationships mm-hmm. and specifically male father and son relationships.
Ah.
And the student particularly was struggling with a relationship with his father.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember him coming up to me after my talk and saying, that really touched me. That really moved me. I'm going to go call my dad right now and talk to him. And ever since then, he has been really active within the Catholic Campus Ministry Office at DePaul.
You know, that's just the story here. Mm-hmm. And every month when you listen to this radio show, you hear of people in their 20s, 18, 19, 20, 21, who are reflecting Christ's light in the world. We've got one more break, and then we're going to come back and talk about what a parish can do to get people like you in their parish. So join us.
Each night, thousands of families face homelessness in Chicago. Those families aren't just statistics. They're your neighbors, your friends. They could even be part of your own family.
I had lost my job, so I wasn't working, and I had run out of all my savings, so I ended up losing my apartment. And I went to stay with my sister, but she's got this small little itty-bitty condo, so we were all sleeping on the floor. So I started calling around for the housings and everything, and they told me to call Catholic Charities, and it just happened when I got through, Joanne answered the phone, and she goes, you know, you got me just at the right time. We're actually doing interviews right now. You want to come in? And she gave me the whole rundown of everything and how the program works and everything. She goes, is this something you can do? And I looked at her and said, you're offering me a roof over my head, something more than I've got right now. And I'm willing to do anything to keep that roof over my head.
Catholic Charities of Chicago is there to provide a helping hand to the homeless. Find out how to help us help the most needy. Visit CatholicCharities.net.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is by Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization. And you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities.
No matter how busy you are, stay connected to your church by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
Go to CatholicNewWorld.com to view our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and to subscribe. or call 312-534-7777.
Subscribe now, and a portion of your fee will go to the Archdiocesan school of your choice. It's your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Welcome back to Reflecting Christ's Light. This is Nancy Polacek, and we've got just a few more minutes to the end of the show to get some wisdom from our young adults that are here in the studio. I have Caroline, Laura, and Jefferson, who are here from DePaul University, and you're all loving DePaul, is that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Of course.
It sounds to me like it's not just the coursework, but there is a really wonderful Catholic community there. Mm-hmm. Not everybody that goes to DePaul is Catholic, but there is an intensity around the Catholic community that's just lovely to see. And I keep thinking, you know, I'm not on a campus, I'm in a parish, and I know that there are some young adults in my parish, but they do not feel connected like you do. So I'm thinking you're going to be in a parish someday. You're not going to be a student forever. I don't think the student loans are going to last that long, or you wouldn't want them to. So you're going to go back to a parish someday, and you came from a parish. What can a parish do in order to get people who are just so alive in their faith to participate? Just ideas. Laura, you had one.
Yeah. Well, I think more retreats should be the solution. I mean, I love retreats again. But I mean, I feel like my parish, they have obviously a youth ministry, but they're
for the teenagers.
Yeah, teenagers. Mm-hmm. But I don't see anyone my age. Then again, it's like everyone's away for college, or, you know, they're just not that interested anymore, and I don't know why. Mm-hmm. And actually, recently, one of my pastors, he actually called me out during Mass. He's like, "Oh, where are all the young adults? She went to World Youth Day. Why didn't you go?" So little by little, he's also trying to like get more young adults to be more active in the parish.
Any other ideas besides having a young adult retreat? And, you know, I'm thinking that not every parish has enough young adults, so maybe they need to collaborate with other parishes. Are there parishes that are doing young adult retreats or anything like that, services for young adults?
There is a parish in Lincoln Park, St. Clement's Church, and they actually provide a lot of opportunities for the young adult community to kind of get involved. One thing that they do that's pretty interesting in the summers, they have a theology on tap series where a lot of young adults kind of gather, and they have speakers from various topics to like faith formation, relationships, just a lot of very different interesting things. And that's one thing that they do to kind of outreach to the community.
So they're providing services. What else can parishes do to liven the faith life for their young adults?
Well, it's really interesting because I've actually been really disconnected from my home parish. So I don't even know what they have or what they don't have. I know that they have been really trying to get youth involved, like probably through choir or through altar serving or something like that. And it was, but there was never like a group or a space where people can come in, talk about this, really feel comfortable with the questions that they're having. Like they don't understand, you know, what it means to really identify as Catholic, going to a Catholic school. And I think those spaces are really important. Yes, retreats are great and, you know, the programming, but also just really seeing that you don't have to get it all at once.
Yeah. You know, Laura, you mentioned something early on. You talked about Catholic Cafe. So you and I are going to talk. I'm going to find out how DePaul does Catholic Cafe and maybe put it together on our website so a parish could maybe have a Catholic Cafe for young adults. That would be one way they could bring young adults in and find out what their needs are. Well, I think you're all inspiring. And I am so glad to have you here today, Laura and Caroline and Jefferson. Thanks for reflecting Christ's light to the world.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.